WHO Chief Tedros anoints Mike Bloomberg as Global Ambassador. By Simon Kent on February 3, 2021. Former New York City Mayor and failed 2020 Democratic Party presidential hopeful Mike Bloomberg has a new title. As of Wednesday, he can once more boast of the approval of the World Health Organization, WHO, as one of its specially chosen global ambassadors. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made the public announcement, applauding Bloomberg as a friend and wishing him success in helping to guide the world through the coronavirus pandemic. According to the WHO, Bloomberg will collaborate with the globalist body to take on some of the biggest global health challenges, with non-communicable diseases, NCD, being a priority, he said. The majority of those who have died from COVID-19 had an underlying non-communicable disease, such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, chronic lung disease, or cancer. NCDs account for nearly three-quarters of all deaths around the world, and the scale and urgency of the problem was thrown into sharp relief by COVID-19. NCDs can be prevented, and we know what works. Bloomberg Philanthropies has been working with WHO to reduce tobacco use, support healthier diets, fight cardiovascular disease, and strengthen health data to guide our work. It is the third time he has been accorded the accolade Global Ambassador, but not the first time Bloomberg has entered the public realm as an advisor on matters of public health. As Breitbart News reported, last year New York Governor Andrew Cuomo confirmed the billionaire would assist New York in developing a test and trace program for the coronavirus. Michael Bloomberg will design the program, design the training. He's going to make a financial contribution, Cuomo said at a press briefing in Albany. He has tremendous insight both governmentally and from a private sector business perspective in this. Previous to that, he issued a video message with advice for then-US President Donald Trump on managing the coronavirus. Bloomberg was seen speaking straight to camera, in a set decorated to mimic the Oval Office. He never mentioned Trump directly, but implied a contrast with him. Soon after, he withdrew from the Democratic race and endorsed former Joe Biden, dogged by accusations he was trying to buy the presidential nomination via his $600 million personal war chest. Bloomberg's exit from the race came after only winning the territory of American Samoa and collecting a total of 44 delegates in several other primary contests. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.